Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. This is a little leftovers episode from my chat with Jess Dafina, who I absolutely just loved talking to. She's one of the, for me, in my opinion, strongest voices in the beauty industry. And she self-identifies as a feminist and as a very conscious consumer. So it's interesting when you speak to people with those strong viewpoints who also work in the beauty industry, there are some inherent contradictions and conflicts that come up. And I loved really going deep with her in the episode, but I wanted to save this little bonus clip for you guys because we talk about a lot of fun things. I learn a little bit more about what self-care means to her, how she approaches eating, but I was also very curious because Jess does a lot of research and background. I wanted to know what the deal is with those like ingestible collagen, like gummy bears and drinks. And I've been seeing retinol added into drinks and who knows what's even going on sometimes in the beauty industry. So I loved getting her take on that. We also just talk about this confluence of self-care and buying things, which drives me crazy. You guys know I always say self-care is free. I hope you guys enjoy this little mini episode, and I will be back with a full episode soon. Enjoy, subscribe to the podcast if you're not subscribed, and at Naked Beauty Planet to join the community. Thank you guys so much for your support. Let's get into this snippet with Jess. You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. And then I think a lot of people kind of go to buying skincare to feel like they're doing the work of self-improvement. Like, in order for me to do self-care, I have to take a step or an action. And an action is checking out of this website and having this come to me. And then I'm making progress on this thing that I said I was going to work on.
100%. I really hate the confluence of skincare and self-care. Mm. I think skincare can be self-care, but I think it's really dangerous that like you search the hashtag self-care on Instagram or something and it's all products. And like true self-care does not come from a product. I think like the ritual of applying your skincare and like truly taking care of your skin, of course that's self-care, but it's not all there is. And I think the more that we equate the two, the less we're practicing genuine self-care.
I'm so happy that you're saying this. I did an episode now almost a year ago called Self-Care is Free because
I love that.
Self-care has nothing to do with buying products. Mm-hmm. And it's just amazing that we as a culture have forgotten that taking care of yourself and taking the time to be connected to who you are and connected to nature and connected to your larger purpose has nothing to do with like a bath bomb.
Yes. I love that so much.
Yeah. So how do you think about self-care? Like what is your self-care routine look like independent of your beauty routine?
My self-care routine is very much based on like diet and lifestyle and mindfulness practices. Like I just know that I feel better in my body and in my head when I'm eating a certain way and nourishing myself that way.
And what is that way that you eat?
When I'm doing an anti-candida diet.
Okay. And tell me more about that.
So candida is like an overgrowth of a natural yeast. So a lot of people who have gut issues and skin issues actually have candida issues, which is kind of like a controversial thing to say. Like a lot of doctors are like, candida overgrowth isn't real. So, you know, do your own research, make your own decisions. For me, a diet that like works to eliminate some of that yeast. So it's like very low sugar. You only get sugar from like certain fruits, like berries and like lemons are kind of like anything that's really acidic. And then it's a lot of like fermented foods and probiotics and things like that.
Like kimchi and kombucha.
Yeah, kimchi is like my favorite. I do like a kimchi fried quinoa for lunch almost every day. And it is Yum. So good. So yeah, it's like no grains, lots of veggies, a little bit of meat. And that's like what my body thrives on.
Okay.
And then, I mean, a lot of my diet is also like focused on my skin because I don't use a ton of skincare products. So I drink bone broth every day. That's so good for your skin.
Is it the collagen?
Don't come for me, but.
Because of the collagen in the bone broth?
Uh-huh. It's also really great for your natural hyaluronic acid. It's also really healing for your gut, and like your gut health affects your skin so much. So all nice. Around an amazing skin food.
I've been so skeptical of, have you seen this like drinkable collagen that they sell?
Yes.
I feel like that's BS. What are your thoughts?
It is pretty much, I've written about it a little bit, but I mean, when you drink collagen, it's the same thing as if like putting hyaluronic acid on your face. It doesn't enter your body the way your natural collagen
right
in your body. So you break it down into its component amino acids. And I think there's maybe, it's like there's one amino acid that's in collagen that you don't get from other things. So it could have like a marginal effect, and it's fine. Like you're getting protein from whatever collagen drink you're drinking, and protein is great, but I don't think it's like truly affecting your
skin,
collagen and your skin in any real way.
Yes. I saw a drink that was, it was from Dirty Lemon, and it was a retinol was added to it. And I thought, oh my God, now I have truly seen it all. I thought, you know, all the charcoal waters and whatever. Yeah. But once I saw retinol added to a drink for your skin, I was like, okay, we're really pushing it.
I actually wrote the launch story for that one.
Oh, you did?
Fashionista. And I tried it. And it's like a pretty fascinating concept. Because before I researched that, I didn't realize that you get retinol from foods.
You do? Oh, wow.
So if you eat liver or eggs, those have a form of retinol in it.
Interesting.
Like a milder form of retinol. So you have to eat like a lot of liver and a lot of eggs to get that.
So it's not BS. So this works.
Okay. This is what I thought it was going to be complete BS. And I had all these interviews with dermatologists lined up, like ready to write a story, like, I believe they put retinol in a drink.
Ready to take them down.
Right. And then one dermatologist that I talked to was like, well, Accutane is ingestible retinol. Like,
that's
what it is. It's real. And I was like, wow.
Interesting.
Wow. The retinol that's in like the Dirty Lemon drink, or, you know, they sell like beef liver capsules if you want to try and get it naturally through a supplement. It's not as strong as Accutane, and it's a different form of retinol that's not as harsh on your body and your system. So again, I don't think it has a huge effect on your skin, but right. There's a little bit of truth to it.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. I feel like there are all of these products that I see and I just like write off as like, okay, things have gone too far. Mm-hmm. Another one. And I hate to call out specific brands. I'm not going to say the name of the brand. They asked to advertise with me, and I was just like, I can't in good conscience push this on my listeners. It was a butt mask, a mask, like a face mask, a sheet mask for your butt. Yes. And I was like, have we gotten to the point where every square inch of our bodies mm-hmm. needs like, and it was like, you know, put it on and your butt will be firmed and toned and brightened. And it's like, it's your butt. Like I just, is showering and maybe a little exfoliation not enough anymore?
No, you definitely don't need that. Especially when you think of like all of the waste that goes into one single sheet mask that you're going to just like waste on your butt.
No, the beauty, it's funny though, right? Like we, like just being in this industry and seeing all the new products, it's just like,
and there's no end. There will always be something new and ridiculous, and people will always be like, oh wow, I never thought of that. I need it.
I need it. Totally.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.